Hello, everybody. So some shit happened today, and I hope you'll forgive me for kind of just winging this one. Long time no talk on the podcast. There's some reasons for that, but housekeeping. Housekeeping first. Charlie Kirk got shot today and died. Today is September 10th. It's almost September 11th. It's 11:52 before I go to work here. I'll talk more about that in a second. But Charlie Kirk got shot, and I need to reinforce this message that I have reinforced before, which is that the New American Wasteland podcast project community, this is an anti-political violence work, right? I know this might not have been clear when this podcast started, but it's always been anti-political violence. The whole point of this was to try to, from almost like a first-person horror fictional perspective, say, hey, wouldn't this be bad? Don't let it get to this point, okay? I've had to do this message before, way back in the day when Leviathan got retconned from being a bunch of like power-armored cyberpunk pagans to kind of just another mercenary group because we had a lot of people identifying with the psychopaths too much. I said the same thing too, right? And as some of you listening might know, this project has been on hiatus for a little bit. Doesn't mean it hasn't been worked on. Doesn't mean that people haven't been talking about lore and headcanon. Doesn't mean that I haven't been doing anything with the project, but it's been on hiatus for quite some time because the political situation in the United States has deteriorated. We had always planned that, like in the lore, where in 2024 it would be a DNC win. Right. And then the violence that escalated in the fiction would be like separatist insurrection actions from the right. OK. And that was the first reason why we went on hiatus, because obviously Harris lost. People got really sad. People didn't need to hear the message of like, oh, yeah. And also, what if you listen to this fiction about how the right wing succeeds in their insurrections in some areas? Right. No one needed that. And it's kind of stayed on hiatus because obviously the main hook for New American Wasteland is like all the different tales of actions between both like nation state groups and paramilitary groups in the New American Wasteland fighting each other. That's like the main draw of this project. And that's not good right now because I think just since about June or July, we had the assassination attempt on a few legislators in Minnesota. It was a completed assassination on a couple of them, actually. And there's been back and forth political violence for some time now, mostly in the form of assassinations. The most recent one was today with Charlie Kirk, where I guess he got sniped from a vantage point from 200 yards away, roughly. The footage of that happening to him is very gruesome. And I know a lot of people who are listening to this have some hard feelings about Charlie Kirk. I don't think people should die. I don't think that's a thing we celebrate or joke about, especially when, you know, I can recall a few months ago that we were all losing it when those Minnesota legislators were assassinated, right? And all I can think about are reciprocal attacks. So that's about as much as I want to talk about Charlie Kirk. I feel for his family. I am not the kind of person who I can't just feel like, oh, well, whatever. Charlie Kirk said harmful things and hurt people, so this is deserved. I'm not that kind of person. I hope you're not that kind of person. And this is trailing into some other things. Such as my job, as a lot of you may know, maybe some of you don't know. I'm a youth crisis nurse. I'm actually about to be the medical lead at my facility, and I work in crisis care for kids in my area of the woods, rural Idaho. And I don't know if some of you may know this, very hard to be political in that job, because in order for us to do our job well, not only do we have to meet our patients where they're at, but I also have to work with people who I might not agree with. I have to work with people who might have opinions about my lifestyle or me, the color of my skin. And we put all that shit away to work for these kids to, you know, keep them from doing shit like killing themselves or hurting themselves or hurting others or entering the criminal justice system, stuff like that. And working in a very small unit with a very small team, and now soon to be a leader of one of those sections of the team, the medical lead, I am very aware of how none of the political shit matters so long as we keep the kids alive. And that has influenced a lot of this too, because it's very hard to write. It's very hard to work on fiction where it puts me in a polarized place, when really the nuance is when you put people together to do a mission, they tend to get rid of their bullshit for the greater good. And I see that repeated time and time again in my job. And like, honestly, like, what happens if I fail doing that? If I decide to let some leftist ideology bullshit get in my way because I know that a counselor or a clinical director believes something else, I just fail these kids, and I won't do that. So let's change some perspectives on things. But going back to the podcast, right? Right now is not the time for me to be writing stories about paramilitary groups or mercenaries fighting each other in the name of ideology or religion. This is not the time to be doing a left versus right thing, in my opinion. I don't think there's any more fuel needed for that fire, because by this point, I have seen behaviors pop out of the left wing that are clearly and obviously harmful, and I don't know if you would call it horseshoe theory, but it's the same shit the right is pulling, just with like a leftist flavor text on it. And I know that this is mostly a left-wing podcast. Most of the people that listen to this are left-wing, and that's fine. I'm still one of those guys too. But I don't want to promote this harmful behavior any more than needs to, right? I'm also in a helper job, like one of Raz's helpers. That's primarily what I do now, and that's where most of my focus is. And I need all of my mental capacity to work on that, basically. Like, I need to have as much emotional resilience in that job as I do for anything else. That doesn't mean that things on the New American Wasteland side have stopped. I uploaded this thing recently called High Risk Logistics. I also put it on, I believe, YouTube and TikTok and a few other places. But we're working on game dev over here. I'm learning to code. I've been doing that for the past few months because it's become so much more of an enriching experience for me, because it doesn't have to be coming from a negative place, basically, right? I can make something and see something and play with it and do stuff with it in a way that I couldn't do it when I was writing warning stories or horror stories about a near future conflict within America. And I guess that's the thing I had to circle back to with New American Wasteland, right? It was always anti-political violence. It was always anti-war. I know I have some friends and mutuals or peers who would say, like, oh, well, like, what about X thing that required political violence? And what I'd like to tell you people that feel that way is that you're not at the point where you need to resort to political violence yet. There are still nonviolent things you can do to save us, to save each other. There's still paths out of this that don't involve having to go French, break out the guillotine, make people face the wall. Like, that shit doesn't have to happen. I think we're actually still a long way from it, but the more people isolate, the less people reach across the aisle, the more people form into camps, the worse it gets, and the farther we get from it. And I know people fucking hate it when I say this, but like, if you just do shit like compromise and go vote, you don't have to deal with political violence, right? There's a way to counter what's happening in America without having to go out and shoot people. And even if the shooter that assassinated Charlie Kirk happens to not be, right, like what a lot of people are saying on the political side, I went over on 4chan and gave myself the psychic damage of going to poll. A lot of people are assuming it's like an Antifa trans person, right? Even if it's not that person, even if it turns out to be some dude who was just an accelerationist and decided, I'm going to shoot Charlie Kirk to advance my ideology because I want to hurry up and get to the boogaloo. That stuff doesn't have to happen. Even when that stuff does happen, we don't have to let it define how things go for the future. And I would just suggest two things for anyone concerned about the future right now listening to me yammer on before I go to my shift here. Okay, number one, read a fucking book. Okay, specifically read Tribe by Sebastian Younger. I'm pulling a Robert Evans here and suggesting this book. It took me a long time to read this book because, honestly, Sebastian Younger's other books are much more interesting, specifically War, but reading Tribe after War actually was really helpful. And I'm not going to sit here and read excerpts from this book, but it's a quick read. It's only like 130 pages or something, and I got through it in like 4 hours or so between working and then like reading it while I was sitting down and when I could. But great book, actually explains a lot, and it ties into the second thing, which I know a lot of people say, but not a lot of people actually do, get involved in your community. Go help the needy. Go do shit, right? Go link arms with people you would usually disagree with to help the people who need the help, right? I'm not trying to boast myself and be full of myself, but like every day I work with people who I know probably really disagree with who I am and what I do, but we put that shit away to help out people who have no one else helping them, and I feel like that's healing the country more than anything I can do on my own politically with this fucking podcast with a TikTok account, all right? Go do shit. Don't promote political violence. Don't fall for bait. Have some fucking empathy for the family of people that died, all right? That's all I'm going to say. More stuff to come. Hopefully the next time I'm on here, things are better. And the next time you'll see me will probably either be for a Q&A or some kind of announcement for a game dev demo that I need playtest, etc. So, I gotta go to work. Goodbye, everybody.